Put the belt in your mouth. She put it between her lips. Bite when it hurts. When it hurts, catch the pain. I'll catch it. Ted gave a final stroke of his big forefinger from her elbow to her wrist and looked at Bobby. Wish me luck, he said. Luck, Bobby replied fervently. Distant, dreaming. Carol Gerber said, Bobby threw a duck at a man. Did he? Ted asked. Very, very gently, he closed his left hand around Carol's left wrist. Bobby thought the man was a low man. Ted glanced at Bobby. Not that kind of low man, Bobby said. Just, oh, never mind. All the same, Ted said, they are very close. The town clock, the town whistle. I heard, Bobby said grimly. I'm not going to wait until your mother comes back tonight. I don't dare. I'll spend the day in a movie or a park or somewhere else. If all else fails, there are flop houses in Bridgeport. Carol, are you ready?
Ready.
When the pain rises, what will you do?
Catch it. Bite it into Bobby's belt.
Good girl. 10 seconds, and you are going to feel a lot better. Ted drew in a deep breath. Then he reached out with his right hand until it hovered just above the lilac-colored bulge in Carol's shoulder. Here comes the pain, darling. Be brave. It wasn't 10 seconds, not even 5. To Bobby, it seemed to happen in an instant. The heel of Ted's right hand pressed directly against that knob rising out of Carol's stretched flesh. At the same time, he pulled sharply on her wrist. Carol's jaws flexed as she clamped down on Bobby's belt. Bobby heard a brief creaking sound like the one his neck sometimes made when it was stiff and he turned his head. And then the bulge in Carol's arm was gone.
Bingo! Ted cried. Looks good! Carol?
She opened her mouth. Bobby's belt fell out of it and onto her lap. Bobby saw a line of tiny points embedded in the leather she had bitten nearly all the way through.
It doesn't hurt anymore, she said wonderingly.
She ran her right hand up to where the skin was now turning a darker purple, touched the bruise, winced.
That'll be sore for a week or so, Ted warned her, and you mustn't throw or lift with that arm for at least 2 weeks. If you do, it may pop out again.
I'll be careful.
Now Carol could look at her arm. She kept touching the bruise with light, testing fingers.
How much of the pain did you catch? Ted asked her.
And although his face was still grave, Bobby thought he could hear a little smile in his voice.
Most of it, she said. It hardly hurt at all.
As soon as these words were out, however, she slumped back in the chair. Her eyes were open but unfocused. Carol had fainted for the second time.